You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise today to have the opportunity to pray together as believers, as one family. It's just a privilege to be alive and to be alive in Christ Jesus. Today, at Blessed Monday, the theme of our prayers today is Jesus delivers the brokenhearted. Let's remember Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So we see in Isaiah chapter 61, category of people that uniquely the word of the Lord comes to, or the condition, the kinds of condition of heart which are readily prepared for a visitation by the Spirit of the Lord. You have the meek, you have the brokenhearted, you have the captives, you have the those that are bound. So the visitation of the Spirit of God upon us brings us liberty, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. But today, uniquely, we are looking at brokenheartedness. Brokenheartedness. I believe that each and every one of us have one time or the other be brokenhearted, so we do understand what brokenheartedness means. It does not always connote to or relate to relationships, where maybe you lost a best friend, or for some reason some relationship has come to an end, or it's not always that. It could be a promise to a child by a parent and then failure. So as young as a child may be, but whether 6 years, 7 years, still there can be some suffering or broken heartedness. Disappointments all affect the heart, bringing about broken heartedness. But Jesus heals. He heals. Because sometimes you can carry broken heartedness for years. Sometimes you find people 70, 80 years on their deathbed talking about a tricycle that a father never bought for them when they were 6 years old. Broken heartedness can travel very far, and sometimes we carry it without knowing for years. But Jesus heals and binds up our inner wounds, the wounds that nobody sees, the wounds that we cry about at night, that nobody recognizes, that you cannot explain even to another human being. Because even in explaining, you are even risking a brokenheartedness the more. It's very difficult to understand, but Jesus, the creator of all things, who all things were made by him and for him, we were made for him and by him. He alone, the creator, understands his creation. So brokenheartedness, our inner wounds, are healed and bound up by Christ Jesus. He uses his gentle hands to minister healing to us. And that's why we find in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, he had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The woman with the alabaster box broke down in tears, because nobody could understand what she had been through. Probably people had heard snippets of her story, particularly the ones that people would like to talk about. But there are deeper ones that can't even be shared. As she broke down in tears, pouring her oil or her anointment even on Jesus' feet, she understood one thing: that she didn't have to explain herself. Jesus understood because he knew by the Spirit what she had gone through. What is the proof? When he met the woman at the well in Samaria, she didn't have to tell him that I've been through these challenges. He knew even further, but he just gave her a few just for her to understand who it was that he was talking to. He told her those things not for showmanship, but for her to understand that it is the Lord. Today I pray that the Lord will minister to you in the mighty name of Jesus, that he will prove to you by his word that it is the Lord who is ministering to you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So when this woman broke her oil, her ointment, and poured it on Jesus' feet, breaking down in tears, wiping his feet with her hair, she knew that she didn't have to come and say, Jesus, oh, this problem or that problem. Just knew that the Lord knew. There's nothing as comforting as knowing that God knows your broken heart. Your broken heart. And he comes specifically for the brokenhearted. Today, I don't need to know whatever situation you have been through. But Jesus, whom we preach to you today, knows what you have been through. In the mighty name of Jesus, may your heart be bound by the love of Christ Jesus. Be healed by the love of Christ Jesus. Amen. Know that Jesus loves you. He knows the in-depth of your heart, what your husband cannot understand, your wife cannot comprehend, what your children cannot understand, what your teacher cannot understand, what you can't explain to your pastor. Jesus knows it all. And today he's here to heal your brokenheartedness in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 147 verse 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He binds up the wounds and he brings about healing. Wounds can be bound up and yet not healing. But Jesus heals. He heals. He heals. We are praying, Father in heaven, touch every hidden wound in my heart. Pray this prayer with faith. Pray this prayer with faith. There are people who are destroying the lives of others just because of a wound in their heart which has never healed for years. And so they carry it along, breaking and destroying the lives of others. Today, Father in heaven, touch every hidden wound in my heart. Bind up my head and make me whole in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
I bring my heart to before you. Father in heaven, touch every hidden wound in my heart. 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 Oh Lord, only you can, 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 only you can. Touch every hidden wound in my heart, that which I'm not even aware of, and yet it's affecting my life. Touch every hidden wound in my heart. Bind up my head. Bind up my head. Bind up my disappointments with people. Bind up my disappointments with situations. Bind up every head in my heart. Oh Lord, I cry out unto you in the name of Jesus, and make me whole again. And make me whole again. 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 Rabba baya heal my heart of every wound, heal my heart of every pain in the mighty name of Jesus, and make me whole again, make me whole again, make me whole again. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying our second prayer. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. We are praying, Father in heaven, thank you for being near to me in every broken place. Use me to draw others who are hurting also to you. In Jesus' name, please lift up your voice as you look at the prayers on the screen and the scripture. Psalm 34, verse 18. In the name of Jesus, we are praying our very last prayer. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. It's sad that in the church today, we condemn many instead of bearing them up. How do we bear them up? It doesn't mean we should follow them. We correct them. We pray for them. It doesn't mean we should neglect them. We should reject them. No, we must pray for them, bearing up one another's burdens. You may be strong where another brother or sister is weak. What do? You pray for them, you encourage them, you support them to get it right. Bear ye one another's burdens. Not to look down on them, not to discredit them or condemn them, but to help them bear them up. Father in heaven, teach me to carry the burdens of others, to listen to comfort and to minister Christ's healing love in Jesus' name. It takes the Spirit of God, being the Holy Spirit, to be able to bear one another up. Ask yourself that, what is your first reaction when you hear something untoward or something not okay about a brother or sister? You go like, eesh, eh. You go like, wow, this is so bad. Yeah. But look at Jesus' first reaction when a daughter was brought to him, being condemned by others. When they dragged her to him, he could have said, "Ish, is that what you have done? Wow." But Jesus did not. He interceded for her. How did Jesus intercede for her? He dealt with the people. After they had left, he corrected her. Go and sin no more. May the Spirit of the living God help us to even react the first time properly in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Kingdom reactions. Kingdom reactions.
that by the wisdom of God will deal with every situation appropriately and in love. That the love of Christ Jesus be shed abroad and our brothers and sisters be saved. That they will not be neglected, rejected, and fall into hell, fall into the hands of the enemy and go to hell. But they'll be rescued in the mighty name of Jesus. So bearing up one another, we ought to pray for our neighbors. Sometimes you can't speak to them right away, but you pray for them. Start with the prayer. And then later, as the opportunity will come, to witness to them the word of God. And so we are praying, Father in heaven, teach me to carry the burdens of others, to listen, to comfort, and to minister Christ's healing love in Jesus' name. This is a very good prayer topic. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father in heaven, teach me. You said, Lord Spirit, that your Spirit of truth, when you come, you guide me to all truth.
Teach me to carry the burdens of others, to listen, to comfort, to minister your healing love in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you are hearing us today, you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, we are ministering the word of God unto you. This is a wonderful opportunity to turn to Jesus. He is the only way, he's the only truth, and he is the everlasting life, the one, he says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Jesus can give you both life now on earth and even after you are dead, life eternally. That is what Jesus can do in your life. And so today, I'm urging you today, please turn your heart to Christ Jesus and accept him into your life. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner and without you, I'm condemned forever. But today I repent of all my sins. I ask that please come and live in my heart and fill me with your Holy Spirit, granting me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Please, let's bless the name of the Lord in worship.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. The Son of God who died to save my soul. Your name be praised. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Jesus. The Son of God. Who died to save my soul? Your name be praised. Lift your voice and sing. Your name is Jesus. Oh, your name is. Your name is Jesus. Son of God who died to save my soul, your name be praised. Your name is Jesus. In the service, please contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through this number 026-000-9090. God bless you, and you are welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.